Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 workflow lesson, we're taking a clean, modern synth arpeggio and forcing it to live in an old-school jungle universe. Think early D&B, where the arp doesn't sound designed, it sounds found, like it got sampled off wax, pitched around, chopped up in a sampler, and then arranged with that slightly unhinged but totally intentional DJ logic. The goal is a 16-bar hook that feels like chopped vinyl, a little unstable, a little crunchy, band-limited in a believable way, and most importantly, it grooves against breaks and sub without turning into a noisy mess. Before we touch the arp, set the context so your decisions make sense. Set your tempo around 170 to 175 BPM. Drop in a simple rolling drum foundation. It can be an amen, think, or a clean D&B kit, but keep it basic. We're not producing the whole tune right now, we just need a real rhythm to push against. Then add a sub bass. Operator or wavetable is fine. Play simple root notes. This matters because the chopped vinyl vibe only feels right when the arp is fighting for space with break transients and a solid low end. Now, step 1. Create a clean arp source that's controllable. Start with a MIDI track and load wavetable or operator. For wavetable, basic shapes is perfect. Get a saw or pulse-ish tone with some bite. Set a low pass filter, like LP24, and add a bit of drive. Not crazy, just enough to make it feel like it has edges. Shape the amp envelope, short attack, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain low, maybe near zero or just a touch. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You want it to speak clearly but not smear. Now add MIDI arpeggiator before the synth. Set the style to up or uptown. Rate at 1/16 to start. Gate around 35 to 55% and set it to 1 or 2 octaves because jungle arps love that octave motion that feels like it's climbing out of the mix. If you want to stay tonal while you experiment, drop a scale device after the arpeggiator. Then write a 1 bar or 2 bar chord. Don't overthink the harmony. The whole point is, the clean arp has to be a good musical idea before we wreck it. If it's pouring now, it'll be boring later, just with more dirt. Step 2. Pre-color it like it's a sampled record, before resampling. This is important. We're not adding lo-fi sauce at the end. We are printing character into the audio so that when we chop it, every slice already contains that record-like DNA. First, EQ 8. High-pass it, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Steeper slope. You're making space for sub and kick. Then, if it sounds too modern, take a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz, and optionally low pass very subtly, maybe 12 to 18 kHz, just to take that pristine top off. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip, then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Teacher tip. Loudness lies. Match levels whenever you compare. Then redux, but lightly. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction at 0 or maybe 1 to 2 if you really want it. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. We're aiming for a slightly chewed texture, not a video game. Then auto filter. Low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Set the cutoff so it feels band limited, not dull. Often you'll land somewhere in that 6 to 12 kHz zone depending on the tone. The vibe is old record bandwidth, not muted. And quick gain staging note because this is where people accidentally modernize the sound. If you slam your saturator or later roar with peaks that are way too hot, it turns into contemporary distortion. Put a utility before dirt if needed, trim the input to be consistent, and if you want ear safety while you design, throw a limiter at the very end temporarily. Then remove it or relax it later. Step 3. Resample to audio. Commit. This is where the sample mentality starts. Create a new audio track called ARP Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record 8 bars of your ARP. When you're done, consolidate it into one clip. Now it's a recording, not a synth part. That psychological switch changes everything about how you'll edit. Now here is an extra coach move that pays off. Do a quick digging pass. Scrub through your 8-bar print and drop clip markers, and rename them mentally, or literally if your workflow supports it, as hook note, grace note, noisy edge, nice tail, cool transition. If you already know where the good moments are, your chops become musical instead of random. Step 4. Add a vinyl-like motion using warp and clip envelopes. Open the audio clip. Turn warp on. For tonal material, start with Complex Pro. Keep formants low, like 0 to 30, and adjust envelope around 70 to 120. You're listening for still musical, not underwater. If you want more grain character, Try texture mode instead. Grain size around 20 to 60, flux around 10 to 25. Again, subtle. We want deck instability, not a futuristic glitch aesthetic. Now the secret sauce. Clip envelopes. First, use the clip gain envelope. Draw tiny dips, like half a dB to 2 dB, on select offbeats. Not every hit, just enough to simulate that needle drag dynamic, where the energy wobbles slightly. Then pitch drift. Use the clip transpose envelope and draw a slow drift, plus or minus 5 to 15 cents over 4 to 8 bars. Slow, gradual, like a deck. And then add a few tiny minifalls, maybe minus 10 cents over a 16th note, right before a key hit. That little pre-hit sag is pure sampled off something energy. And here's a warp sanity check. If your print has sharp plucky transients and you're losing the attack, try beats warp mode to keep things crisp. And still do pitch drift with the transpose envelope. Warp is a tool, not a religion. Step 5. Slice it like it's a break. Right-click the printed clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient if it detects well. If not, slice by 1/16 as a grid-based starting point. Choose simpler, neutral slicing preset, no extra effects. Now tighten the chop response in simpler, because this determines whether it feels like a sampler or like a sloppy playback engine. In slice mode, try gate for performance feel or trigger if you want one shots that play through. Set voices low, like 1 to 3. Lower voices equals tighter, more old sampler. Higher voices equals overlap and mush. Turn on simpler's filter low pass 12 or 24. Add a little drive. We'll map that later. Step 6. Program a jungle chop pattern that sounds played, not looped. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip on the sliced track. Think like a drummer or a DJ, not like a programmer. Use call and response. Bar 1 can be denser with more 16th note activity. Bar 2 can breathe. Add re-trigger bursts. Pick one slice, and repeat it 3 to 5 times at 1/32 right before a snare. That's a classic jungle move. It's like the sampler is getting excited and stuttering into the backbeat. Add reverse accents. If you want the clean way, make a reversed copy of the print. Slice that too, and grab a couple reversed bits as pickups. If you want the fast cheat, use delay automation to create a pseudo-suckin' swell. It's not a real reverse, but it reads as one in the mix. Then groove. Grab your break. Extract groove and apply it to your MIDI chop clip at low strength, like 5-15%. This is the MN shadowing trick. It glues the ARP rhythm to the break pocket without making it floppy. After that, manually nudge just 2 or 3 notes that lead into snares. Those are the money notes. Step 7. Build a chop tonal performance rack. Stock only. On the sliced ARP track, drop an audio effect rack and build a chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. If it's boxy, notch a bit around 300 to 500. Then roar. Try tape or overdrive mode. Drive maybe 5 to 20%, but watch levels. Tilt the tone darker. Mix somewhere around 30 to 60% depending on how aggressive you want it. The goal is texture, not obliteration. Then auto filter for movement. LP24. Map cutoff to a macro called cutoff. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.5. But don't let it whistle. Optional chorus ensemble for micro width. Keep it minimal. If you can clearly hear chorus, it's probably too much for this specific vibe. Then delay or echo. Use ping pong lightly. Sync 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter the delays darker. Low pass around 3 to 6 kHz so the echoes feel like they're coming from the room, not from a plugin. Then utility. Width maybe 70 to 110%. Keep it mono friendly. This kind of jungle ARP often lives more mid-focused than you think. And a very useful advanced setup. Make a quick /B lane so you don't overcook it. Inside a rack, make 2 chains. One chain is basically your dry print with just a high pass and a safety limiter. The other chain is your full character chain. Map a macro to crossfade the chain volumes. If the vinyl chain stops feeling like the same musical idea, back it off. The hook should survive the process. Macro ideas to map right now. Cut off for the filter. Drive for roar amount or mix. Wobble if you use auto filter LFO subtly. Bin for delay send or feedback. Tight map to simpler release or anything that changes the note length feel. Step 8. Arrangement. This is where it becomes a record, not a loop. We're building a 16-bar arc. Tease. Statement. Variation. Peak. Then attention move. Bars 1 to 4. Tease. High pass it more. Keep it thinner. Fewer chops. More hinting. Keep delay low. Bars 5 to 8. Statement. Open the filter down a bit so it gets heavier and darker. Bring in the 1/32 retriggers before snares. Add one reverse ish swell as a pickup into a phrase change. Bars 9 to 12. Variation. Here's a strong trick. Transpose a few fill slices up plus 7 semitones, a fifth, just on transitions. Don't transpose the whole hook, just accent notes. Or do a two-bank slice setup. Print the ARP twice. One print cleaner, one print more degraded. Slice both. Then program bar 1 with bank and bar 2 with bank B. It sounds like you switched records while keeping the motif. That's instant jungle storytelling. Bars 13 to 16. Peak and pre-drop energy. Automate roar drive up a touch. Increase chop density. Then do the classic move. Hard mute the ARP for one beat right before the drop. That one beat of silence makes the drums feel twice as violent when it comes back. If you want an extra narrative trick, do a one-bar telephone band moment one bar before the drop. Band pass roughly 600 HC to 3K HC, then slam back to full. Only do this once. If you do it every phrase, it becomes a gimmick. Step 9. Glue it into the mix so it sits with breaks and sub. Sidechain it to your drum bus using compressor. Sidechain input from the drum bus. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. You're aiming for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Just enough that the snare keeps its authority. Then manage harshness. If it fights the break snare region, you'll usually hear it around 3 to 6 kHz. Use EQ moves or light dynamic control there. The win condition is, the ARP stays exciting, but the break still feels like the lead percussion.